The calmest person in the situation tends to make that situation better.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get to use those personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is the HALT formula and how to watch for it. Of course, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, but before we get started, let me remind you of two things. First of all, my daily motivation text, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. You can get that by being a part of my text community. It's completely free to join. Just text me my number, 305-384-6894. Once you text me, you'll be in my text community. And once we get those messages going again, which will be happening sooner rather than later, and you'll maybe it already happened by the time you hear this. If not, they will be happening soon. You'll be getting those messages straight to your phone again. Daily motivation and Monday motivation every week. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my direct coaching. If you would like to have me as your coach, where you can get into our four-part framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. We work with people from an eclectic, wide range of different businesses, from brick and mortar businesses, to online businesses, to coaches, to people who've been established for 10, 20 years, to people who are just getting started. The reason why we have such an eclectic group of people in our university is because people are connected to the framework, mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. And we're all about performance and producing results. It's about performing at your highest level, doing so consistently, and generating more money in your business. That is what we're focused on. I don't think there's an industry in the world that doesn't want to do those three things. That's what the university is about. And if you listen to the show often enough, you have a pretty solid primer as to how I talk about the things that I talk about. And what we do in the university space is you get direct coaching about you and your situation, specifically what you are working on, which is different than the messages that I put out here that are for the general audience. So again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Any of you who are serious about reaching the top 2% in what you do and you have a sense of urgency about doing it, that is the place for you. So with that out the way, let's get into this topic, which is the HALT formula, H-A-L-T, and how to watch for it. So I stole this idea completely from this guy named Gary Halbert, who's a very prominent marketing guy who has now passed. But if you were in the marketing space, let's say 15 years ago, you know who Gary Halbert is. You should know who he is. You should get familiar with his work. Even if you are relatively new to the market space, you should get familiar with Gary because, again, his work is pretty legendary. He's been gone for some time now, but people still talk about him as a legend of the marketing world. So shout out to Gary for planting the seed for this idea. Today, what I'm going to do is flesh this out, and I'm going to save one last thing before I begin. I'm going to say one last thing before I begin that each of these points should be taken literally. These are literal points that I'm going to share here. These are not metaphorical points, but I may explain some metaphors that can help you relate to them. So each one of these points, I mean literally. Again, it's not a metaphor, these things that I'm about to say. Point number one, topic once again is the HALT formula and how to watch for it. Number one is hungry. So each letter in this H-A-L-T, I'm going to explain over these four points, and each one is something that you need to pay attention very closely. You need to watch yourself whenever you find yourself in one of these states, because when you're in one of these states, you are not in your most productive and most effective state. So make sure you are not falling victim to any of these energies when you happen to feel them. The first one is the energy of hunger. And again, I told you, take each one of these points literally. So all of us knows what it feels like to be physically hungry, right? You just haven't had anything to eat. You want to eat something. And then those times, because our stomachs are screaming to our brains that we need some nourishment in the form of food, We tend to not think as clearly. We are less patient. We are less measured in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Now, why is this? It's because our bodies are in need of something. And with all the resources of our brains going towards quelling our stomach's calls and pangs for hunger, then our brains do not have the freedom to focus on clear thinking for other things that we may be doing. So this is why when you're hungry, you might be short with other people. You may be mean. You may seem angry. You may get frustrated with others simply because you have an empty stomach, and your empty stomach is demanding that something be put in it. So we don't think as clearly. We are less patient and less measured. It is much easier to make smart decisions when you are properly filled or at least properly hydrated. All right, simple trick for those of you who are looking to lose weight and you're like, Dre, this is not good advice to tell me I need to make sure I'm eating more. What you can do is drink water during the day to fill up your stomach, and that will help quell some of your desires for food. Because when your stomach is full, now your stomach can give a signal to the brain that, okay, we are good here because it's full. But then the water kind of flushes through your system pretty quick. You may have to do it again. But the more water you drink, probably the more weight you will lose, simply because, again, your stomach is not available for food. It's not asking for it. It's available, but it's not asking for it. So it allows your stomach to send that signal to the brain that the stomach is no longer empty because the water has filled it up. But whenever you are hungry or dehydrated, you tend to make worse decisions than you would had you made the same decisions being properly hydrated and well fit. So do not make decisions when you are physically malnourished, whether that's food or drink. One thing I will add to this is that you need to also be smart about what you are eating and drinking when you find yourself thirsty and hungry. Because if you're thirsty and hungry, doesn't mean you should eat the first thing that comes available. When it comes to thirst, for example, water is the universal solvent, and you cannot go wrong by drinking more water. There's nothing you can lose by drinking more water. And when it comes to food, your options are unlimited, and you need to be smart about the choices that you make with what you put in your body. In the United States of America, we have an obesity epidemic. I have been to other countries, and I have not seen nearly as many obese people walking the streets as I see in the United States of America. We have a lot of them. And that's not because Americans don't want to be in shape or Americans don't know how to cook or eat food. The reason we have the worst obesity epidemic in the world is because people don't make wise decisions when it comes to how we eat. We eat pretty much anything we can get our hands on, anything we can find, we eat. And that lack of discernment is the reason why we have so many people who are in bad shape physically, because we were never taught how to make good decisions with how we eat. Also, when it comes to hunger in a metaphorical sense, try not to make long-term decisions when you find yourself strongly wanting for something, anything. When you are strongly wanting for something like food, don't make long-term decisions. You're strongly wanting for money, don't make a long-term decision based on a little bit of money you can get right now. In other words, if you are strongly needing for money, do not get a long-term decision that you will not be able to undo because you were in a mentally compromised position. You can apply that to any other thing in life that you may be missing in a particular moment. Do not allow yourself to come undone just because things are not working the way you expected them to. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Has any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two, today's topic once again is the HALT formula and how to watch for it. Number two is do not make quick decisions when you are angry. Anytime you find yourself angry, do not make quick decisions in this moment. This one is pretty simple and it needs no explanation. Hungry is hungry. When you are hungry at a heightened state of arousal and disapproval and or disappointment, do not make long-term choices. As a matter of fact, you should probably try not to talk to or engage with any other human beings as much as possible whenever you find yourself in this state. If you're hungry and angry or just angry, you probably don't want to deal with too many people because you're angry. Because in that moment, you end up doing and saying things that you normally would not have said. So had you been more relaxed, even if the situation was exactly the same, when you are the calmer person in a situation, you tend to make situations better. The calmest person in the situation tends to make that situation better. This, again, is a universally accepted idea. It applies to all people in all situations, regardless of what caused the emotion. Doesn't matter what caused it. The calmest person in the room is usually the leader. And yours is a good emotion to use, as I've talked about in other episodes of the show. However, that anger must be utilized. It is not using you. Let me say this whole sentence again. Anger is a good emotion to use, as I've talked about in previous episodes of the show. However, that anger must be used. Don't let it use you. So using your anger means you are recognizing it, then properly channeling it into chosen behaviors as opposed to allowing the anger to move you to actions that you may later regret. So do not ever allow anger to take complete control of you. You control it. So I talked about anger in episode number 1798, how to manage your anger. I talked about anger also in episode number 109, how to handle anger in a more mature way. So just check your energy. You just got to keep your pulse on your energy on a consistent basis. Don't let yourself get caught not paying attention. You get caught not paying attention. This can lead to outcomes that you don't want, which leads to you being hungry, which can lead to you being angry. All right, that's the reason why I'm bringing that up. So second point here is anger. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Let's move on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is the HALT formula and how to watch out for it. Number three, do not make long-term decisions when you are lonely. Lonely. You find yourself alone and uncomfortable about the fact that you're alone. Do not make long-term decisions while in this state. That would not be a good idea. And I'm going to tell you why you don't want to make decisions when you're lonely. Now, Halbert, when sharing this, was expressing, because I was reading a book of his, expressing how he was incarcerated and very much missing a certain woman. And in that moment that he was feeling that way, because he wrote a bunch of letters from prison to his son, and his son compiled it all into a book. So, and he was expressing very much how he was missing a woman and had to warn himself not to make any rash or long-term decisions whenever he started to feel these strong pangs of loneliness because of missing this woman. This is a very good point that Halbert made, because loneliness is a very strong emotion. And we already know that if you are an active listener of this show, how emotions tend to move us to take rash actions that we often come to later regret. We often find ourselves taking actions whenever we are at emotional peaks that we later on look back on and say, maybe I didn't have to do it that way. Maybe I shouldn't have done that at all. Maybe I can undo it. You don't want to make decisions when you're in a highly emotional state. You want to make decisions when you are completely calm and relaxed. Usually with some water in your stomach. So you know the stomach's not going to come screaming at you. So, emotions move us to rash actions that we later regret. So, instead of feeling alone or coming by yourself, hoping that you'll get to lead by yourself, catch yourself in the space of a strong emotion. Discipline yourself to not make decisions that will be ill-advised and not useful for you. Decisions that are not serving you positively. So I'll give you an example. In my single days and bachelor days, I can remember many engagements and interactions that I had with women who I didn't even really like. But because I had nothing better to do, maybe I was feeling lonely and was feeling, you know, isolated, I interacted with these ladies anyway, even though, again, in the long run, I knew that I was not attracted to them. Had I known then what I know now, I would have used that same time a lot more productively and effectively than I used it back then. Again, I was just filling the time because I just wanted something to do and some human interaction, and there were some people willing to offer it. So I took it. Not because I was really interested in them as a person, just because they were able to kind of fill a gap in my schedule that I wanted filled. But again, I could have used that time a lot more productively and effectively and smartly, again, had I known then what I know now. So make sure you are not making long-term decisions or even decisions that you'll later regret no matter how much time it takes when you are lonely. Point number four, today's topic once again is the HALT method and how to watch for it. These are four energies. If you catch yourself in them, you got to catch yourself before you make a mistake. Number four is tired. When you are tired, do not make long-term decisions. Now again, notice I'm using the phrase long-term decisions with all of these. So I'm telling you, don't do things that you will later on regret or have to later on pay back for if you are ever in one of these states. Doesn't mean do nothing when you're hungry. When you're hungry, you can still maybe finish catching up on your email. If you're tired, you can still finish recording an episode of your podcast. If you're lonely, you can still handle your business. If you're angry, you can still have that phone call. You might want to calm down before you do so. So when you catch yourself being tired, similar to being hungry, you don't make good decisions when you're in this state. When you are tired, you don't make good decisions in this state. And here's the thing. When you're tired, you are low on willpower. You are low on focus. It's hard to pay attention. You have low general energy. You have very little patience. And a host of other things that usually help you perform at a higher level, but you don't have any of them, so you can't perform at a higher level. See, what Halbert, who came up with this HALT, he's the one who I heard use the acronym, and that's where I got the idea for this episode. What Gary Halbert smartly said in sharing this framework was that anytime you're in one of these four states, you want to get away from other people. Try to go somewhere where it's just you by yourself, and you can get away from other people as much as you can until your energy returns to its normal level. If you're hungry, what benefit can you get from being around other people? Only thing's going to happen is you'll probably get annoyed. You may get angry with them. And that's the next one. If you're angry, you probably don't want to talk to people because you'll probably say something that you'll regret. When you're lonely, usually when you're lonely, you're not around people. That's the reason why you feel lonely. So don't go and get around somebody who you're not even that interested in for whatever reason, just because you're lonely and you're feeling like you want to be around people, because sometimes it's better to be alone than to be in bad company. And if you're tired, again, you probably don't want to be around people because you may end up getting annoyed, frustrated, angry, no saying or doing something that you'll later regret. There's nothing to benefit from when you're around other people, any of these low vibrations of energy. Whenever you're in a low vibration energetic state, you don't want to get around other people because you're probably not going to have anything positive come out of it because your energy is not there. You don't have the energy to engage with these people. So get away from people as much as you can until your energy returns to its normal level. That might mean going and taking a nap, might mean going to sleep, might mean going getting yourself something to eat. All right, once you do those things, now your energy normalizes again, and now you can deal with people again. So if you're tired, again, take a nap, go to bed for the night. It's the middle of the day, find some way to re-energize or to recharge your energetic batteries. I, similar to you, I can recall times when I became less affable, less friendly, less engaging with people who otherwise I had no problem with simply because my energy was low. I just didn't have any energy, or I was tired, or I was annoyed, or I was frustrated, or I was hungry. I didn't really feel like talking to this person, and this person's all in my face wanting to talk to me, and I didn't really want to, and it's not because they were doing anything wrong, simply because I was in a low energy state. So the structure here is you want to not put yourself in a place where other people can be around you whenever you know you're going to be in a low energy state. You get away from those people. So I live in a high-rise building. Every now and then, sometimes I'm getting on the elevator, and for whatever reason, maybe it's my energy state, maybe it's just something that I'm thinking about or working on in my mind, I go to the elevator and I hope that there are no people in the elevator. And I can't control whether there will be or not, but sometimes I hope, and I'm lucky enough that it happens, that there's nobody in the elevator because I really don't want to exchange energy with other people. I don't even want to talk to them. I want to say hi. I don't want them talking to me. I don't want them, if I have my son with me, I don't want them talking to my son. I just don't want to exchange energy with people because my energy is either somewhere else or it's low and I just don't want to deal with people. Now, the thing about living in a community like this is that sometimes you have no choice but to interface with other people. And I mean, you can be polite. I know how to be polite and, you know, let people know without communicating it directly that I don't really feel like communicating, like, hey, how you doing? And no, they can tell by my energy that I'm not looking to engage right now. Or I can be polite enough that I will engage with pleasantries and small talk, but not get deep in a conversation with someone. And there are other times, on the other hand, when I want to engage with people. So I make myself available and I will be engaging with others. But you need to watch your own energy so you know when you're in one state versus when you're in another state. So again, sometimes when we're low on energy, we just don't want to engage with other people. And all of us have these times. Right? Nobody is immune to this. We all have these times. And whenever you find yourself in one of these states, get away from people. All right? Don't put yourself in the line of fire of being around people. I remember many times being involved in network marketing. A speaker or a trainer would come to the stage and they would say something like, the mind can only absorb what the behind can endure. So they would make us all stand up, do some type of exercise, some type of movement exercise to what? Bring the energy back up in the room or any kind of conference. I remember this happening the first time I heard somebody say I was in network marketing. And even though I wasn't in network marketing long, so it probably happened all the time. But even it going to conferences and things where there's back-to-back-to-back speakers, people are talking and there's no break. And people are sitting for hours in the same seat. One of the speakers or the host will get have everybody get up and move around. Why? Because you got to keep the energy up. You got to keep the energy of the room up so that people are willing to listen to and absorb whatever the speaker on the stage is going to say. Because if I have no energy and I want to hear what the speaker has to say, I just want to go get something to eat, or I'm cold, or I'm tired, or whatever is happening. I know, I personally, when I go to conferences, as I told you, I go to conferences a lot these days. I don't go there to listen to the speakers anyway. So if I'm sitting in the seat for too long, or the conference room is too cold, that happens often, or I'm just hungry, that happens often because I have a certain schedule of when I eat during the day versus when conference is scheduled to have people eat. And I like to go off peak, so I don't want to go get food when it's 3,000 other people going to get food. I may go get food while somebody is speaking because I'm hungry, first of all. And secondly, because I don't want to have to be standing in line and getting tired waiting to get food because there's 1,000 other people going to get food at the same time as me. So this is a little strategic thing that I do when I'm at events like that. The whole point is, folks, you have to manage your energies. Everything we're talking about here are different forms of energies. And when you catch yourself in one of these energetic states, you don't want to be doing things that are important, like talking to people who could be important contacts for you, because your energy is not in the right state to match theirs. So this could hurt you long term just because of a short-term circumstance. Everybody understand? So you got to bring your energy up or have your energy up when you're going to interface with other people, because that will theoretically heighten your focus, expand your attention span so that you can listen to or do or say or whatever needs to happen. All right, this is a very good practice. So let me recap these points here today. Again, this is the HALT, H-A-L-T formula, how to watch out for it and why. Four things. And again, shout out to Gary Halbert, who planted the seed for this concept in my mind. Number one, when you're hungry. When you're hungry, beware of yourself. Because when you're hungry, usually you are more irritable. You're easily stressed. You probably don't really want to do things that require a lot of brain power or physical energy because you don't have any, because you haven't eaten anything. So go get yourself some food and get away from people until you do. Number two, when you're angry. This one is pretty simple and needs no metaphorical examples. When you're angry, you're at a heightened state of arousal. And again, you may be easily disproved or get into a disapproved mindset. Is that even a word? Disappointment. Don't make long-term decisions. All right. As a matter of fact, you should probably not even try to engage with anyone when you're in any of these states, because you don't have the right energy, or you may even have heightened energy. Anger is a heightened energy, but it's not the right energy. Now, you probably don't want to engage with too many people when you're angry, because you're probably going to say or do something that you probably shouldn't do. Number three, when you're lonely. All right. This is, again, Halbert talked about this because he was missing a certain woman. And he said, hey, whenever you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, you probably don't want to make long-term decisions, which is completely correct. Because there are many people in life who make long-term decisions based on being lonely. And in the long term, that decision wasn't that good for them. But in the short term, it served you. But we don't want to make long-term decisions based on short-term needs. And number four, tired. Similar to being hungry. We don't make good decisions when we're tired. We're low on willpower, focus, attention, general energy, and patience, and a whole bunch of other things. You don't want to make decisions in this state because, again, you have to deal with the long-term ramifications of them based on a short-term energy. Don't do that. With all that said, folks, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. Down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. You want to have the energy up of your business, of your life, of your performance, of your career, of your movement forward. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's where you can schedule a time to get on a call directly with us. And we can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.